Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
As mentioned earlier, we're getting ready to talk all things technology and innovation with a fantastic guest. During 2020, many of us found ourselves in the middle of lockdown and were restricted in terms of our movements. So much so that we even started venturing into the space of making purchases online. But before 2020, a business was founded called Zulzy to essentially make sure that e-commerce, when it comes to the groceries environment, is something that we all get used to. Post that, Zulzy has grown to be a phenomenal business now, which is actually looking to make available online and through e-commerce cows for South Africans. We'll talk about that and play a feature of the ad in just a moment, where we will get some feedback on the advert that they recently used to market the fact that they are bringing cows to your doorstep. So next time you say there's uncles at my gate, hey, they literally just might be delivered from a loved one far, far away. But Zulzy has done phenomenal things. And you would recall that in our conversations with the founder that we've spoken to back in 2020 and back in 2021, that they've played a significant influence as well in providing the backbone infrastructure, innovation and support. Essentially, the blueprint to how e-commerce platforms like ShopRite, Checkers and 60/60 do operate. We have him back on the show. He's back in Cape Town, keeping busy as usual, but Vukari Donald Valoyi joins us now to tell us more about his journey as we catch up on the adventures of Zulzy. Vukari, such a pleasure to have you with us back again on the show. Welcome. So excited to speak to you.
Yeah, excited to be back with you. And good evening to the listeners as well. It's really amazing to be chatting to you again.
Fantastic. I'm aware that you've been traveling up and down, so we're hoping that the line does stay steady to ensure that your audio is quite clear for us to hear you throughout the duration of the conversation. As mentioned, we last spoke to you back in 2021. Earlier than that was 2020, but boy oh boy, have you been doing amazing things at Zulzy since the last time we spoke to you. Maybe let's just reflect on your growth in the last 4 years and some of the new innovations that you've had to implement in the background to make our lives comfortable as consumers.
Yeah, I think we have gone through a couple of transitions ever since we started. I think when we started Zulzy, we used to pick groceries from different retailers. As things today stand, we are our own retailer. So we operate a network of warehouses, we call them dark stores, where customers are able to order anything from groceries, pharmaceutical products, alcohol, get it delivered, you know, within 15, 20 minutes, right? The most exciting part that we have now is the pharmacy part as well. It's very, very exciting where you're actually able to upload the prescription and you're able to also claim from various medical aids. So that has been amazing. And we have seen people really fall in love with our offering. You know? So I think I would say that for the past few years, it's been really, really exciting. So that's where Zulzy is today.
Got you. I think you're quite right. There's been a lot of growth. You've moved into pharmaceuticals and I'm really intrigued to see how that's grown and developed. And even one of your new features called Uncles at Your Gate. Donald, because the line is not the best at the moment, I do want us to actually try to get you on the telephone line or just to clear it up if we could get you on a mic or headsets that speak directly into the monitor.
Let me quickly just
Isabella,
ma'am.
Oh, much better. There we go. Yes, thank you.
Fantastic. I'm back again. Yeah,
fantastic. So thank you. You have such a wonderful story to share. I don't want anyone to miss out on some of the nuances that you've described. I also want to take a look at, you know, just this journey of bolting on the additional factors. Like you said, moving into pharmaceuticals and now even Lobola now. There's a lot that you actually invest into the background. And I think that's something that we take for granted as consumers because we get to experience the last mile when the scooter arrives at our gate. But what has that been like for you? Have you had to raise additional funds, seek additional partners, maybe even working with bigger companies? Talk us through that.
I think we've been fortunate in the sense of like, you know, one of the things when we started early in 2019, actually, we raised a significant amount of money from ShopRite Checkers.
Can you disclose how much?
it was public. but then we also continue to support the group in a sense of like, we still are responsible for 60/60 platform. So that has really helped us in terms of growing our own business as well, right? So I think that partnership has been a great partnership for us. Mm. So I think all these initiatives were able to sort of like, because we're running, I'll say like our business is sort of like profitable. So we're able to sort of like reinvest that money into some of these initiatives that you see on the platform, from pharmacy to, delivering cows. So that has been really, really great for us.
Let's talk about delivering cows. I saw this trending on social media, X, just a few days ago. And I thought to myself, how? Uncle's at your gate, but quite literally, it's a video. I think we'll play the audio in the background just for people to be able to hear it. And of course, just get some insight into it. If we can play the audio, if it is loaded, just to make sure that they can hear the ad next time that they see it, they can recognize it. We'll just play it lowly and softly in the background if it is loaded. But the point is that I'm trying to make is, how has this become a new innovation? So basically, if somebody thinks, cuckoo, you're the one, they can call their uncles, they come to the gate, and next thing, there is not only motorbikes, but also a whole trailer with a live car at the gate.
There are no excuses anymore, right? So if someone proposed to you, they must show it to you that they're serious, So if you're hanging out in a spot and someone says, you know what, I'm thinking of marrying you, just tell them to go on the Zuzi platform, add to cart, put a cow there, and we'll be there, So it's for real, I'm sure you saw some people ordering some of the cows in some of the complexes, actually. And then we were supposed to deliver a cow, and we were told that's not allowed, those are some of the exciting stuff. And again, we're working with very young, exciting people. We've got a lot of as was the average age there is 24, right, from all the engineers to, people who work in the office from different departments. So these people, I would say, they're also very playful, right? So whatever thing they think of, they just put it online, right? And, whatever that takes off, it takes off, right? So this has been very exciting. For Zuzi, for instance, some of the things that are also exciting, apart from cows, as well as also working with small businesses, right, where they're able to come into our platform and list their products, So if you think about a lot of farmers, small business owners, they've not had a good channel where they can put their product instantly. And Zuzi is sort of that platform where you can literally, get in touch with us, and then within a few days, you already have your products on our shelves, right? So we're able to do it very, very quickly. We move very quickly, and we also move with understanding on what it means to be a small, medium enterprise, right? Mm. So we haven't forgotten where we come from, where we are still at, right? Because I think we're still at one of the small businesses as well. But so this has been very exciting for us.
Got you. We're going to play a little audio of that advert just so that people can recognize it and actually understand what it actually sounds like going forward. Yeah. So maybe this is just to whet their appetite. Go ahead and play it, Betty. Then we'll fade it out at some point. We'll keep it playing in the background, but just for context for our listeners to understand, basically the advert base sees the trailer with a cow and the four scooters alongside it, and it makes its way to a complex where clearly a young man is in pursuit of the love of his life, going to pay lobola, or imvulamlomo, if it applies with the cow, I don't know. Very innovative, and as you say, really speaks to the creativity that you have within your company. I do want to shift gears and maybe talk about the access you've had to various farmers in order to bring this to the fore, because like you say, you understand small business mindset, you understand the value chain, the people that you need to access. Has that been easy, getting them on board? Because you obviously need to vet the products, make sure that they're safe for consumption, maybe cows as well from a veterinary point of view. But how does that process all work, Donald?
Look, I think that process is, it starts by, these suppliers applying to our platform, by either sending us an email, which is info@zuzi.com. And then from there, what we'll normally do is we've got some, SCA team that would can get reach to these farmers and sort of start their paperwork, right? So for instance, we'll want some of the, we can also guide you. If you come in and your products are not certified or you need specific certification, we can tell you exactly what you need to do to get your product to be up to standard, right? So we sort of are not just people who just sit there and decline you and say the application is declined. We sort of like will tell you exactly what you need to do as an SME, right? So in that way, then we've been able to, you know, work with these various SMEs, right? Like, which has been really, really be amazing on the platform, right? So we've got like people who like really just like 2 years into it and they're really making like a very good living out of the platform, right? So to me, those stories have been very, very remarkable, right? Mm-hmm. And I think when you look in South Africa as well, like I think the growth will really come from this small medium enterprise. Like everybody is looking for answers as to like where's the growth going to come from job opportunities to just growing the economy. And that answer is small, medium enterprise are going to be the solution in which more jobs are going to be created. So working the journey with these people it's been very critical for us. And it is also, you know, by helping a small, medium enterprise, you might actually find yourself helping yourself, right? I think it's the same thing with Checkers when they came to us.
Yes.
How do you help? In fact, it was more like, yeah, we can help you, but also in turn, they actually got some help as well from us. And I think if every corporate can sort of like look at that in South Africa to say, a lot of answers, if we join hands in terms of like really going out and looking for these small enterprise businesses to say, how do we support them and how do we give them the tips that can enable them to grow, right? So once we start doing that, and then our economy is going to, you know, take a different path going forward. So I think for me, like, it's just like joining hands. And it's also a plea to say, let's join hands. Let's really do this, right? We can solve this employment, poverty by working together.
Donald, I do want us to make it practical because that's the beauty about your story. And I truly believe that this should be used as a case study in many business schools. How, as a small business, a fintech firm, you literally altered the trajectory of ShopRite and its competitiveness in South Africa by helping them formulate the backbone and the blueprint for Checkers 6060. Right now, they're dominating the market. We speak to them on their results. Pieter Engelbrecht is super excited whenever we touch base with him. I can imagine what he's like together with the team when in their engagements with you. But there's something that a lesson to be learned here around how SMMEs, in collaboration with big corporates, you still have your relevance as Zulzi, but as you say, the partnership with Checkers 6060 also drives your growth, but it's beneficial to the South African economy. When you reflect on your journey with Checkers and perhaps how other big businesses are trying to partner with SMMEs, what more can be done? You know, capital is one thing. We need the investment for sure. But what has it been about your journey with Checkers that has really underscored the success that you have attained as an entrepreneur through Zulzi, but also the success that a big corporate like Checkers 6060 does enjoy?
I think the big thing for us has been more like still having that space, right, to innovate, right, to do things outside of, you know, the big brother, right? I think that is very key, right? Because I think also like what I've seen with a lot of big corporates as well, they quickly swallow the small, yeah, you know, enterprises. And then before you know it, they lose that touch, right? So you end up losing all the benefits of working with a small, medium enterprise. You can really go out there, experiment, and, you know, if it works, you also get to benefit from that. So I think for me, that has been working very well, right? And I think, like, it takes time as well to build the relationship, right? You're going to have to work on it all the time, right? And I think for us, we continue to work on it every day. And another thing as well is like, I know a lot of people also ask me, so like, how do you get in, right?
Yes.
I think one of the key things as well is really you want to stay more in your lane, like as in like you must be known, right? Like a lot of these big corporates, they're not going to just want to partner with someone who's doing everything or everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. So you're going to have to go out there and focus on, you know, that specific use case, right? So when you focus on one thing, and I know like when you're a small business, sometimes you are tempted to do so many things at one go, right? So one thing you must do is to really look at one thing and say, I want to specialize on this. One of the things that you can also do as well, if you're a small company, is also to look at these financials of these companies, right? They will tell you a story. They will tell you where the opportunities are. They also tell you where the business wants to go, right? So it's not so much about you just going to pitch, but so much about like, you know, staying in your lane and doing what's right and creating value, right? I think one of the things that we've always been all about is about like, how do you create value for our customers? How do you create value for, you know, the whole value chain. And once you do that, then it's easy for a lot of business to want to partner with you, right? So I think we need to shift the gears from how do they empower us to how do we create value, right? So we should want less of empowerment, but more of how do we create value, you know, for everyone in the value chain.
Got you. And I think that's so important. How do we create value aside from looking for empowerment? So that's a very important aspect there. Donald, we're going to take a quick ad break and come back with this conversation, because I think there's so many other practical steps that I'd like us to touch on, given your growth and your success through Zulzi. And I'm also quite keen to get your thoughts on e-commerce, because looking at the latest data from Worldwide Works, 10% of all retail sales now form online sales and e-commerce. So there's still a lot of growth and opportunity there. And I'm quite keen to hear your thoughts on how we can expand on that, especially in the informal and township sectors. But stay with us. We are in conversation with Donald Vukari Baloyi. He is the founder of Zulzi, a well-known e-commerce platform that has done phenomenal things in South Africa, not only in its independent capacity, but also helping ShopRite establish the Checkers 6060 app, so much so that they were able to raise 30 million rand in funding from the business to ensure that they too can independently grow. Just a quick one on some of the posts and tweets that we're seeing. Wendy Isaac saying, Zulzi delivers cows. So clearly you're doing the things there. You're doing the things there, Donald. You can tell I'm excited. There's a lot for us to get through. We have been in conversation with Donald Vukari Baloyi. He is the founder of Zulzi, a proudly known South African business that has its focus on e-commerce. Essentially, a business that built and developed technology that is now behind the innovations of Checkers 6060. But beyond that, they really are leading the charge when it comes to e-commerce. Earlier, during the ad break, you might have heard me mention just the level of growth that Zulzi has seen since its establishment, so much so that it's also shifting e-commerce on its head. Those of you who want to lobola this December, you've got an option. Essentially, you can have your cows delivered to the gate by literally ordering it online. That's just how far we've come with innovation. Donald, to build up on that, as you can tell, I think this is going to garner a lot of attention. And as you mentioned, you know, it speaks to the talent pool, the age that you have, the innovation that you have within your staff, but also the needs of us as South Africans, because not everyone has a trailer to pick up a farm, a cow from a farm. But I want to link this to the e-commerce theme. And specifically when it comes to e-commerce really dominating the retail market in South Africa, where it's grown substantially. When you take a look at e-commerce in South Africa, we know that the one who wins the race is the one who knows how to manage their whole value chain, but also ease of access and usability of the software and the platform. Where do you see growth opportunities for e-commerce in the country?
Look, I think, funny enough, like you might think like it's already over, right, for e-commerce. But e-commerce is just starting here in South Africa, right? Mm-hmm. So if you look at the penetration of e-commerce today, you know, we're still sitting at like less than 10%, right? And in developed countries, you're looking at 25% of, you know, penetration when it comes to e-commerce. So I think what you're going to see there, you're going to see some acceleration in terms of e-commerce. There's also definitely also going to be like very interesting categories that are going to open up as well, right? So one of the things that I also, you know, I've seen recently is also like when it comes to the payment space, I think I expect like a lot of innovation that's going to come from that. I think, you know, like the Reserve Bank just, you know, acquiring a stake there in Pay Inc. That's going to help to accelerate and lower the cost of payments, right? Which in turn also helps e-commerce as well, right? Because obviously, like all these goods that we sell online, people need to pay for them, right? And what has been maybe like, you know, very difficult for a lot of e-commerce players, most probably the young players, right, is to how do you compete with the big players when you are paying so much on the bank charges, right? Where you probably are looking at, like, let's say, you know, 2 to 3% that you pay to, you know, to the banks, right?
Yep.
For doing a transaction online, right? So what has just happened now? I believe that the cost of shopping online from the bank fees perspective is going to go down with that introduction of Pay Sharp as well.
Yes.
So that's very positive, right, for e-commerce in South Africa. And I think, look, I mean, a lot of players as well, they realize that also, like, for e-commerce, where it helps you as well, if you are a brick and mortar store as well, what it has been proven is that, like, a lot of customers who shop online also go in the physical store, right? Mm-hmm. So this has been the case that has been well proven If you look at business like Uber as well, they will tell you that like a lot of people or a lot of restaurants that are listed on their platform, they also get to see more people walk into their stores, right? The same thing that you'll see with the results of Shopper Checkers, when the more people shop online, they also shop on the physical store. But in terms of the growth itself, what we're seeing as well, we're seeing that the total sales in retail, they're not increasing. But what we're seeing is we're seeing between 20-25% growth in the e-commerce space. So there's that shift that is happening. And if you are a brick and mortar store that's not participating or not investing enough on the e-commerce space, you're definitely going to be history very quickly. So you need to start looking at like how do you invest in the e-commerce space, because the e-commerce space is the future, right? Just in case a lot of people never understood why people post so much money in this business when they're not profitable.
Yeah.
The whole point, you can see already like there's a shift, right? So yeah. That shift at scale as well, it's easy now to make money once you've scaled the business, right? So business like Take a Lot and everyone else, you start to see them like start like really becoming more profitable, right? Because of like, you know, like that's where e-commerce is growing.
That J curve.
Yeah, exactly. So you're looking for that.
Yeah.
So it becomes very difficult as well, right? Like, in our markets, for instance, when you look at South African markets, it's not a big market, right? So in these categories, like, you're not going to have a lot of winners within each and every category, right? So you might find that in groceries, you're going to have 2 winners, 3 winners.
Yes.
The e-commerce, the hardcore e-commerce space as well, you might have 2 or 3 winners. So it's also very important for you to get in early, right? You don't want to get in when it's obvious that you need to do these things.
Yeah, got you. I must tell you, this is so intriguing because, as you say, there's still growth, right? And e-commerce can really evolve, not only in South Africa, but I'm assuming right across the continent as well. And that, I'm aware that there are bigger players like Jumia and a few others who have found some success, but there's still some challenges that do remain. On that note, we often talk about AI, technology, the digital age that we live in. But at the same time, it's been called for us to use these assets responsibly, mitigating against cyber threats and risks. And of course, I guess, democratizing access. Given that you're someone who works in the background of the nitty gritties as a data scientist and has built these kind of platforms for yourself and many other businesses before, how do you see us as entrepreneurs, but also as business, having to approach the theme of data security, privacy, and minimizing any risk, especially as payment platforms also come on board to democratize access?
Look, I think the other part that you really touched on, that it starts with the part of AI, right, that you just spoke about, right, which I think is the biggest thing that have ever happened. I think when it comes to, there was a time where internet was such a big thing, when we internet was introduced to everyone, right? When we end up with a dot-com crash, right? What was interesting then as well is obviously like maybe at the time we had like almost by the time we had a dot-com crash, we had almost 50 million users worldwide, right? In terms of the internet users. Today it's a different thing altogether, right? We are seeing like really like amazing use cases where you can now use AI to do a lot of things, right? From customer service stuff, where you can actually have these agents that can actually take a call and speak as if like as a human being. There's definitely a lot more as well that we're going to be launching as well in the coming weeks as well.
Oh, break the news, Donald. Break the news. We want it here.
Yeah, not yet. But what I'm saying is like, yeah, there's going to be a lot of stuff that we're going to be doing with AI.
Okay.
But what I also encourage a lot of people is like, you're going to have to, there's no better time to be building that now. Right. I feel like right now new companies are going to be created. Right. And there's also going to be a lot of casualties in terms of companies are also going to close down. Right. Because whenever this kind of shift happens, people don't adapt, they die. Right. Mm-hmm. And people are able to adapt with it. And that's where like if you're a startup, a small company, that's where you really need to be looking at like what's happening. Right. We're starting to see a lot of companies where there's also a trend where you know, to build a multi-billion-dollar company, you don't need to have a lot of people, you know, working under you because of this AI, right? So AI, yes. If you are also like working somewhere, it must become your friend, right? So you must work with it, right? So I think from that perspective, I think it's very interesting. So there's so many, many use cases that I think we can actually use AI for. And I think people just have to embrace it and work alongside it, you know. So I think for us at Zuzi, we started to do a lot of that. Even now you do root optimizations. how we also pick, you know, your items in the warehouse. Some of the things, for instance, like even when you upload a script, we're already like looking at like how we can actually create the order instantly, right? Whether if that script was handwritten, or it was a digital script, we're able to create your order as you upload your script immediately, you know, without having a human being having to read the script and interpret it. So there's quite a lot of things that, you know, one can use AI for. But you're going to have to get your hands dirty and start using the technology, right?
Yeah.
We're also starting to see it as well impact on the development side as well, right? Like, funny enough, like, you know, when AI came, a lot of people were actually expecting that there's going to be, you know, like where people expected job losses, it is proving that also in the tech space starting to affect it, right? And that's why a lot of people need to go back and reskill, right? Yeah, a lot of people are losing jobs in tech, right? In fact, someone wrote an article about how AI is eating software, right? There was a time where software was disrupting everything, but right now we're getting to a period where actually like AI is starting to eat so much into software. And by that, what I mean is you actually can build more with less resources, fewer people, and that's becoming a trend, right? Many other sectors which I foresee that, yeah, there's going to be a massive change, healthcare being one of them as well, right? Like if you have a GP, every day when you're sick, you get like the same script that's written about your sore throat, and the same script is written to almost 200 patients in South Africa every day, right? That AI can do very well, right, without having someone doing that. So in fact, I'm also very excited about how AI is going to really reduce the cost of doing business, right? So things like that were not accessible, like healthcare. I think this technology is going to help us to really even bring affordable healthcare to almost everyone, you know, anywhere in the world.
Donald, this is huge. It's funny that you say this because I'm aware that Dis-Chem is about to launch some kind of new technology as well to try and ensure that they use AI as well to process our scripts as well as incorporate it into the e-commerce platform. I'm aware that Checker 6060 is looking to do the same as well. So as you said, it's an amazing time to actually be witnessing this e-commerce boost in South Africa. And most importantly, you've also left us with words of encouragement as entrepreneurs to know that we need to develop our AI skills, but also using it effectively in order to build our businesses. Donald, I could speak to you all day because there's so much. There's so many layers. I want to talk to you about employment. I want to talk to you about skills. I want to talk to you about you as well because you started this business back in 2013. Phenomenal growth, 10 years plus in the industry, and most importantly, leaving an amazing mark. I hope this is just the beginning of your story. So we wish you all the best. Yeah.
No, thank you so much. Look, I mean, really, like this is, I can say that, yeah, definitely this is the beginning, right? And I think every entrepreneur out there, young people out there, there's no better time to be building than this, right? And I think follow all the stories, follow all the companies that are doing remarkable things from all over the world, companies like Kesa, because to be honest, like as I mentioned, when there's a shift like this, the people with nothing who are hungry are well positioned to really be in the forefront, right? This is going to be the greatest equalizer. If we talk about the inequalities that we've had for so many years, I believe AI is coming in to become the greatest equalizer. And people are going to have to wake up and start working and really look at it and say, what do I do with this thing, right? Because right now, in fact, when you start looking at it, there's a question mark around education. There's a question mark around a lot of things that we do. And when you don't have much to lose, you have to join the queue and start asking those questions as to like, how can we use this so that can best benefit the society, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what's also important is to also look at like, how do you build solid use cases, right? I'm a little bit tired of hearing a lot of like African solutions, right? We are living in a globalization world where like a lot of solutions that apply in the US will probably apply to us.
Yep.
Right? When people are sick, can also be sick in the US. And I think what we need is like people are really going to look at those problems and say, how do we solve these problems? And how do we build a business that can scale anywhere, right? Where I can take it to the US, take it wherever, right? And still run a very big business. So it's very exciting. And I just want to encourage everyone to say, let's get in and build.
100%. Donald, looking forward to touching base with you again when you're back in Joburg, but really appreciate you making time to share your story with us again and the growth and developments. Onwards and upwards. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you and goodbye to all the listeners and everybody in the studio. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That is Bukhari Donald Baloyi joining us this evening as the founder of Zulzi, e-commerce platform that really has been in the business for since 2013. They also helped to establish the backbone and the development of the infrastructure that typically is used software by Checkers 6060. They've also raised a significant amount of capital through a variety of venture capital as well as private equity funds, and as you've heard, certainly making sure that they're driving better outcomes when it comes to the launch of Zulzi 2.0 and even more solutions in the upcoming days. So much so, their latest innovation has been launching a delivery of cows. So, you like the girl or the guy? You want to lobola the girl or the guy? Get the cow on. That's just some of the feedback that we do have. Let's hear from one of our listeners with a voice note regarding Zulzi and, of course, the amazing, amazing offering and interview we've had.
You know, I just told your producer, good, if your business in a man to Abakulmaga so Abanama voice or so, I cannot say join a business. Gay join and join business and from by you be
Malitsima. Gang my voice. Yes, you see it. But anyway, I also must say that it's always wonderful when we have these conversations on air and you find out that other entrepreneurs are listening. Another entrepreneur who's a founder in the fintech space as well. Mr. Hine, we'll make sure to connect you with Donald in the background on the back of that conversation.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.